Well, obviously, it's sending out two signals, I think, as a society. And probably, you know, one is that maybe reluctantly people are saying that young people are maturing more and more at an earlier age. And in a funny way, I think that the group who made that proposal were looking at it from that way. I don't think this was a group who are, you know, willy-nilly trying to destroy the morality of the youth of Ireland. I don't see it like that at all. However, what I really welcome is that the second signal it might be sending out at least is that we can look at it as something to discuss, and that it's kind of like an electric shock through society to say maybe we can all talk about this. Because as a mother of two teenage children, I have been very worried about how to even approach them about sexuality and talk about it. It is probably, I'd say, the most sexualized generation, through no fault of their own, but through the culture that we live in. The TV images are fed, the programs, the videos that they watch, the clothes that they have, that they wear. And that's from a younger and younger age. I remember when my daughter was 9 and 10 and saying, like, I don't want her wearing belly tops and crop tops and things like that. So they have been, the pressure of that culture has sexualized them from an early age, if you're not watching. So that's what they swim in. That is the world that that our young children swim in. But interestingly, when I have tried to talk to my children, and, you know, it's one way they get the fact of life, then you try to talk to them about it, they're mortified. And I find them very shy about sex, and I think that goes across the board. They, you know, they're not good at talking about it. There are things that they might know. So you've got that, and they're very modest in ways. So, and yet then they will wear very short skirts. So you've got this absolute dichotomy going on with them and no real discussion of it. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is this is a great opportunity to really discuss what I think lots of parents out there are really worried about, mothers and fathers, worried about their sons and daughters and their whole way that they're approaching their sexuality, and will they be sexually active at too young an age.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how can parents talk to their children then? I mean, if when they go to school or they go out for the night, everybody else is doing it. You know, they say that. You're the only one that won't let me go. You're the only one that says no. So should it start at a younger age talking to them about it?
Yeah, well, I want to say two things to that. I think, yes, you start talking at a younger age. I did talk from a very early age to my kids. Whenever they asked the question, I did, we were, you know, told the new trendy thing, which I don't think work, answer whatever question they ask you. But I think there does come a stage where they shut off, you know, and it is embarrassing for them. So I have found it difficult to find ways of saying it. There's no point. But that's the first thing. But what is, you said the question there, they'll say to you, oh, everybody's doing it. Mm. And, you know, now that's where the legal thing is very important. Because when I had that discussion with my kids about drink, for example, everybody's drinking. I said, well, first of all, everybody is not. And you find examples of those who aren't. And I, mind you, I always have my little bank of examples. But the second thing is that you're able to say, I don't care if everybody's doing it. It's illegal. This society says it is not legal. There are reasons why our society says it. If you're not going to listen to me, if you're not going to follow, then you are implicating yourself in a legal activity which involves social workers and Gardaí. Now, at least I find that that is a backing that you have to say, and that for once I'm not a parent on my own flailing and thrashing against the culture that I am normally.
But if this now comes down to the age of 16 and they can turn around and say, but it is legal, Mum.
And that's my point. That is one of the key reasons why I would think I would prefer it staying at 17 years of age. I don't think there's a need to touch it. Do want to say this. I think that committee came up with some wonderful recommendations if you read through some of them. And I hope that they are not all jettisoned now by all the focus and attention that is given just on this issue. However, it's a very important issue and it has hit into a vein in Irish society. It is interesting if you note some of the coverage, some of the papers and editorials that would be normally quite hostile to the church, you know, and say, well, who are they? They have some nerve to be talking. Who are the bishops? They need to get their own house in order. Have actually been saying, we need to dialogue. We need to talk. There are things to be said. And I think we are looking for that kind of moral leadership from civil society, from people like mothers and from commentators. And I think it's quite interesting, you see, that a lot of people who would maybe make a mark on society and have access to saying things and making an impact very often have children themselves, and when you have children yourself, that really concentrates your mind wonderfully. And I think that's a very important thing. And so I think the debate is very important.
But to come back to the point you made about the church, I mean, is this an opportunity for the church to actually give moral leadership and to show people that, in fact, they too are concerned about this development in society?
I think it absolutely is, and I think it's a time that for them not to lose their nerve, in the sense of, you know, very often the scandals and the sex abuse scandals have meant that in some ways I think they have, some of the church leaders have felt that they can't speak out on things. Now, I wasn't going to say two things about this. I think the tone of their statement was unfortunate, because it was the wagging finger again, blaming this society, blaming this group of people for not speaking out, blaming this person. I don't think that's helpful. I want to also say that Bishop Willie Walsh, who came out and spoke on it, he was on Morning Ireland and presumably on local radio, spoke very well. And I mean, he was even asked the question, are you angry about this? And he said, oh, no, this isn't about anger. This is much deeper. And I thought he was excellent at, you know, helping people. And I think ordinary people are very happy from every strata of society to get some help with that moral quagmire, and for maybe us as adults to begin to take responsibility for our children. You see, what worries me is that in a society that is technologically so advanced, many of our children know more than we do. Therefore, for the first time in the history of being a parent, we have children teaching us things where normally we taught them. This is an opportunity for us, I think, to gather our courage again. Our children need it, and our teenagers, and they're not children, they're teenagers when they get to that age. And they deserve a lot of respect and a lot of understanding, but they also deserve our rigour, our thoughtfulness, our concern for their moral and spiritual well-being. And that is primarily in a very sexualized culture. That is very important, that we look after them and have guidelines for them so that they can grow healthily and well.